Home is where the heart is. I'm sure you've all heard that before, how it conjures up warm, fuzzy feelings. Can you picture your own idea of a dream home? Is it a good home? Does it fill all of your family's needs? Is it a safe home? Does it keep danger and evil away from you, safely outside? Is it a secure home? Was it built on a solid rock, a solid foundation, able to withstand storms? The wise King Solomon wrote about his dream home in Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4. Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Solomon is talking about building a house based upon the wisdom, the understanding, and the knowledge of God's Word. Everyone needs a good, safe, secure home that can provide them with comfortable shelter. Everyone needs a church home. After that day of Pentecost, when the apostles began to preach the gospel, we read in Acts 2, verse 42, how the Christians who had heard God's Word continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Everyone needs a church home where they can work alongside others of the faith. Everyone needs a Christian home. As Joshua reached the end of his life, he spoke to the children of Israel about their need to put aside useless distractions so that they could focus on the Lord our God. He said to them in Joshua 24, verses 15 through 18, "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The Israelites knew what God had done for them, and so in response to Joshua, they listed a few of those things. They said he brought them up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. He did great signs. He did great signs in their sight. He preserved them in all the way that they went and among all the people through whom they passed. And the Lord drove out from before them all the people who dwelt in the land. And they concluded at that time, "We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." And today, we can add a couple more points to this list of what God does for us. We can take it from 1 Timothy 2, verses 4 through 6. "He desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." Everyone needs a Christian home. Where else can you find that kind of safety, security, and love? Everyone needs a heavenly home. Is this world our home, or are we just passing through, as the song says? The Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Corinth in 2 Corinthians 5, about the difference between our earthly home versus our heavenly home. He wrote in verse 1 about the confidence we have as Christians that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, that we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And Paul pointed out earlier in chapter 4, verse 16, that for this reason we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. A good home, a church home, a Christian home, a heavenly home. There's nothing more satisfying than to be in a good, safe, secure home that will protect you from all that this world can throw at you. If you're thinking that your home may not be as safe and secure as the home described here, then remember to be, in order to be with Christ in that heavenly home, You must be in Christ, in your earthly home. And how do I accomplish that? Well, the Bible. The Bible, God's Word, tells us about God's plan for salvation. First, we have to believe what we hear from God's Word. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We must be willing to change from that old sinful way, any old sinful ways that we have that have separated us from God, and repent, as Peter told the crowd on that day of Pentecost in Acts 2:38. We must understand and admit that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that he raised him from the dead. And then we must be baptized for the remission of sin, buried with Christ. Galatians 3:27 tells us, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." And then we must walk worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory, as we've just read in 1 Thessalonians 2:12. So if you're looking for a home where the heart truly is, then you're looking for a good home, a church home, a Christian home, a heavenly home, which will lead you to your heavenly home. If you need to follow God's plan of salvation, if you're listening on the internet, contact us. Let your desires be known. And if you're here tonight, if you have any needs, come forward and let your needs be known as we stand and sing the song of